in your community. Listen to some of the social gatherings across the country that have taken place this summer and brought together members in their local areas. Vision in Song Choir sings at a festival. 8 members from Essex performed with a 160-strong choir at the Harwich International Sea Shanty Festival in October, in front of more than 300 members of the local community. The festival is widely regarded as one of the premier events in the Sea Shanty performance calendar, attracting acts from as far and wide, including overseas entrants. They sat alongside other veterans who, as a collective, formed the Vision in Song Veterans Community Choir under the control of its new musical director, Claire Leach. They were also accompanied by 60 children from the Claire's Children's Choir. The choir sang 5 sea shanties, which included John Kanaka, South Australia, and It's All Part of Being a Pirate. Everyone was taken aback by how good it was, especially considering they had not previously had the chance to practice with the other choirs present that day. The garrison commander of Colchester was also present in the audience with his wife and spent some time drinking tea with the members after the show. The Visioning Song Choir has a growing presence in the community and is evidence of strong partnership working with other organisations and the military. RAF Cranwell Officer Cadets Graduation Rehearsal Parade. Members in the North East were invited to RAF Cranwell Officer Cadets Graduation Rehearsal Parade in November. This was a fantastic event, giving our members the opportunity to liaise with senior to middle RAF officers, experience the RAF culture, and take a trip down memory lane. Officer cadets endure 6 months of testing, training, and developing their academic, physical, policy, command, and leadership skills. After completion of this, successful OCs will commission into the RAF. The event unfolded with a warm welcome from the RAF officers, warrant officers and senior non-commissioned officers in the Whittle Room, College Hall Officers' Mess. Members exchanged career stories, found out about the officer cadets' training regime and were served delicious refreshments, compliments to the RAF staff. After making our way onto the parade ground, we proudly observed OCs and the RAF band rehearse and be inspected by an Air Commodore. They all looked spectacular. Once the rehearsal was over, the OCs marched directly past us, enabling a special round of applause to be given. We would like to send our kindest thanks to the RAF Officer Training Academy staff and wish those commissioning officer cadets the very best with future endeavours and safe travels wherever their duty takes them. Member Jill Humphreys said, "It was an honour to be invited to this event. It was a thoroughly enjoyable day. It was also great to catch up with other members and Blind Veterans UK staff. Also great to interact with the people at RAF Cranwell. Looking forward to future events." Day out to Erthic in North Wales. We had a wonderful day out with members in early October, visiting the beautifully restored National Trust property in North Wales. Erthic sits on a dramatic escarpment above the winding Clwydog River and tells the 250-year story of a gentry family's relationship with its servants. We had a guided tour of the servants' quarters, and member Ron, who once owned his own bakery, helped the tour guide identify a piece of their collection in the bakery and confirm its use, which they had long suspected but were pleased to hear. After a lovely lunch, We had a guided tour of the gardens, passing round a few different apples from the 200 varieties they have growing there. None would be available in your local supermarket. The staff went out of their way to make the tour interactive with sounds, smells and touch, along with our own lovely volunteers helping with transport and guiding. The Trust provided wheelchairs and volunteers to help with the day. Everyone had a great day out. Driving experience day in the Southwest. In October, the Southwest community teams held a driving experience day for members. This was a joint venture facilitated with Dorset Blind Association and Somerset Sight. The experience was made possible with Henstridge Airfield providing their runway and dedicated driving instructors from the Second to None Driving School. It was an amazing event, with members having the opportunity to get behind the wheel, socialise with their peers and exchange numbers. Large grins and wonderful comments were captured as they returned from the runway, with one member saying, "Absolutely excellent. I've not driven in 20 years and I got up to 81 miles an hour." Do you want to know what's going on in your local area? Contact your local community team, who can tell you everything you need to know.